Yo. Yeah. This is the AJ Podcast. And I am AJ. Let's do it, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Let's get into some news. Let's get into some news. I mean, like, yeah, because I was I was half cast all this week, yeah, now, but I found a few stories that interested me. Yeah. Hey, man, yo, I like to learn. I like to learn. And I like to. I like to just like, I don't know. I like interesting shit. I mean, I like interesting shit. So, how are y'all doing? I'm glad that everybody is okay. I'm okay. I am way better than okay. Yo, I am on like a thousand right now. Like, yo, So that being said, let's find out because I only got a couple stories. I got a few. I mean, like, yeah, but they are very interesting to me. My name is Avery Johnson, and this is the AJ Podcast. Let's do it, man. Missouri man Jason Caesar tried to buy enough chemical weapons to kill 300 people. And you want to talk about Afghanistan? And you want to talk about all that shit? Like, yo, it's people and that live in our world right next to us. Right next to us. That's willing to do stuff like this. Yo, do you know that for most prescription medications, not prescriptions, but like NyQuil and stuff like that, like, yo, you gotta get ID'd for that shit because they don't want you making crystal meth. This is ridiculous that this is how bad we've got, right? I mean, Missouri man, Jason Caesar, tried to buy enough chemical weapons to kill 300 people on the dark web. God damn, right? Like, yo, come on, man. Yeah, a 46-year-old resident of Columbia, Missouri, has been sentenced to 12 years. And but you only got 12 years? This is like a fucking, like, yo, 12 years in federal prison. And federal prison is light duty. Oh, man, like, oh, sorry. Hey, I kicked some shit. So what? He has pleaded guilty to charges involving his use of the dark web. Yeah, I was talking about that the other night. Like, yo, the dark web, like, yo, you could buy, like, anything. My man, like, yeah, as long as you, like, You could buy anything, like fentanyl. You could buy like kidneys. You can buy like yo. You can even like buy children. Buy children. Horrible. Horrible. I mean, 12 years in federal prison. He is pleading guilty. Of course, because I'm going to plead guilty because for the next, my next term, yeah, I'm going to plead guilty because my next term is, I'm going to be doing, it's going to be light work anyway. I mean, it's not like I'm going to be having a hard prison sentence. No, I'm just going to be fucking somewhere where I don't want to be. I mean, oh, this shit made me mad. Federal prison. Fuck out of here, man. Like, hey, I'm still gonna be over the East State Dennis. I'm still gonna be able to eat, like, yeah, get the butter on the mashed potatoes. Know what I mean? Like, yeah. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's what federal prison is. Know what I mean? I'm gonna be able to spend like $1 bills, cash. Cash. I'm still gonna be able to spend $1 a year, and I'm mad because I just pulled a $1 bill out of my pocket and tossed it, and it flipped over my laptop. If you heard that shit is funny. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, like, yo. There is no, like. Okay. This is the AJ podcast. Next story, baby. Delete that. I can't. That is some bullshit. People are fucking thieves. They'll rob, steal, and kill from you. And when it comes time for them to show up in court, be it the fact that it wasn't that, no real harm done. Yeah, the only harm done was that you took somebody's house. Yeah. Fucking people. I mean, ah! Okay. Let's do it. This is Newsweek. Texas mother arrested after 2-month-old daughter found dead in bag of ice. Why? It's fucked up, man. Wait. It's fucked up. I'm not gonna cry. I promise I'm not gonna cry. Promise I'm not gonna cry. I mean, but a mother who was wanted by police after her daughter was found dead inside a bag full of ice that was left in Texas motel is now in custody. Wow. How do you find yourself? How can you do that? How do you think that's okay? This is insanity. It's just insane. It's insane that you can even have like the wherewithal to find yourself to do that? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Texas mother arrested after a 2 months. Wow. Okay. That shit is fucked up. Nah, that shit is fucked up. Man, yeah, that shit is fucked up. I mean, next door. 'Cause we gonna move through the shit. 'Cause I've been motherfucking, yeah, we gonna move through this shit. Yeah, that shit is fucked up though. God. Like, yo, why? I don't know why I find these stories. But I find these stories. And when I find these stories, I find it's the disparity of the human condition. I mean, it's wild. Is it, do we need help? Do we need help? I mean, are we all insane? Or are we just I don't want what I want. I don't want what I got. I mean, my hand wasn't dealt right. I mean, my hand wasn't dealt right, and I don't want it. Nah, man, I'm gonna I don't know, man, that shit is sad, bro. Because, ain't no child decide to be here. Nah, man, and I hear these motherfuckers, what are those fucking Mayans? Outside my motherfucking house. Those motherfuckers are chanting, what is it, the World Cup? You goddamn Mexicans? I'm not a racist. I'm not a racist. I love the World Cup. But yeah, it's like, yo, what the fuck, man? Like yo, I'm trying to do something over here. Hiram and back. Shut the fuck up. Yep. I think he hit the door back. I think I might get into a fight tonight. I think I might just be getting into a fight tonight. Oh shit. That shit is funny. That shit funny as hell. I think I might just be getting into a fight tonight because of a motherfucker. Missed the fucking soccer goal. I don't know. I don't know. You motherfuckers get a few Modelos in you and you think that you could take on the whole fucking world. Guess what? Maybe you can. Four degrees in New Brunswick, New Jersey. I like the weather at 60. Now, I mean, I like it at like 60, 65. Next story. Florida man steals ambulance, gets it stuck in the mud. A few miles away. Only thing I hope. The only thing I hope is that he hit the sirens. You gotta hit the sirens. Come on. What type of person would you be if you didn't hit the sirens after you got sucked in, after you got stuck in the mud? What type of person would you be? You would be a pussy. That's what you would be. And yeah, you would be a pussy. I mean, like, yeah. A Florida man was arrested on Sunday after he stole an ambulance, but got us stuck in a mud a few miles away. Idiot. Florida man. Kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it? According to a press release from the Hernando County Sheriff's Office in Florida, on Sunday, authorities, responded to a call of a stolen ambulance near the area of Port Court and Spring Hill, because you're a goddamn idiot. Probably trying to steal the ambulance to see what drugs that there are. Now, man, where the hell fucking put an ambulance that has fucking like yellow? It's all yellow with flashing red and lights. Flashing red and yeah. But you're gonna hide that. Right. Moving on. Because I like this shit. Stop. Delete this. All right. Yes, we're going to delete this. And, yo. I fucks with y'all because y'all been fucking with my or the half caste. Nah, man, like, yeah, y'all been fucking with the half caste. Yeah, I like that shit too. If you like it, I love it. Nah, man, like, yeah, the half caste. I mean, because, oh, mug shots. Oh, shit. Hold on. Yo, Los Angeles woman suspected of, oh, God, of killing her three young children, police say. Damn. See, this is the type of time when you don't like the mug shots, man. Ah, man, like, yo, god damn. Bruh. Liliana Carrillo, 30, is the lone suspect in the deaths, LAPD officials said it at a news conference. The children were ages 3, 2, and 6 months. God damn, bruh. I mean, like, no. Can't do the mug shots like that, baby. I mean, nah, you can't do that. The children, a law enforcement told CNN there were three who stabbed. Man, stabbed them. Yo, you never know what somebody Ah, man, that postpartum depression and all that shit like that should be real. That should be really real. You know what I mean? Like, West Valley Patrol officers responded to a call about a possible death at apartments there Saturday morning. Damn. And found the children. That is horrible. Yo, I'm not reading no more of this shit. I'm not reading no more of this shit. No, I'm done. Yeah, it was cute. Yeah, it was cute with the, goddamn, no. I'm not doing this shit no more. Like, yeah, they go, damn, help her. Killed kids, she murdered her children. Like, you know what I mean? Okay. I'm over it. I'm over it. Next story. Because that shit right there, that shit is fucking bananas. How the fuck can you? You know what? I gotta take a shot. God damn. I gotta take a shot. Don't mind me. Goodness. I don't know. A man like, what a man skills be. Ambulance, I mean, because this is the AJ podcast. I mean, me being silly. Yeah, oh God damn, bro, like, yo, like, what would make you wanna just like, what tripped you off to make you want to kill your own children? There's that they're babies. They're just babies. Could they have how could they have like how could they piss you off so much? They just had to go. I don't know. I mean, next story. This is CNN. A Brooklyn man arrested after alleged involvement in three anti-Asian hate crime incidents within a month. What the fuck? I can't say you people. Man, but like, yo, why are we all of a sudden focused on beating up on Asians? I mean, like, why are we so far focused up? Yeah, like, god damn, like, yo, why? What have the Asians taken from us that they haven't been taken from? Okay, let's put it like this. Let's put it like this. If you win a, if you watch the movie Gangs of New York, you always got, if you watch any movie it's if you watch anything, it's like it's always like gangs, Irish. They treated the Irish like shit until Irish put their work in and they earn a spot. Italians. They treated Italians like shit until they earned a spot. Asians were actually over here working and like I think they were helping like building railroads and shit. I mean like they were putting fucking work in like God damn man like yo everybody blacks I mean we really didn't have a choice to come over here, but we're here. I don't know. Like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Like, are you punching 64-year-old Asian women in the and pretending like you're doing some gangster shit? You are not. You're a pussy. And let's put the gloves on. And yeah, let's put the fucking gloves on. And see if you beat me like you beat an Asian woman. Now I mean I'm standing up. Yeah. Ah. Funny shit. Ah man, like next story. Oh, we're dwindling down, baby. Yeah, because it's oh yeah. Because I didn't put a lot of stories on today. Because I've been rocking all week. And so I'm not gonna put a million stories on the podcast. No, man, like yeah. I mean, I don't want to burn myself out, and I don't want to burn you out either. I mean, like, yeah. So, that being said, oh, nah, what you thought I was done? I mean, what you thought I was about to wrap it up? Mother detained after three children fatally stabbed. What is wrong? It's a mental condition. I mean, the LAPD said Carrillo had been detained in Ponderosa. But Ponderosa, California, a Sierra Nevada mountain community. More than 200 miles from Las Vegas. Right. Okay. They got her away. LAPD spokeswoman Rosario Cervantes said Carrillo was not under arrest and Lieutenant Ben Fernandez, what? Said she displayed erratic behavior. Okay, I understand now. I mean, anything dealing with children, if you out there, if you fucking around and you acting crazy, I mean, and there's kids involved, I mean, we gonna separate you from your children. Yeah, we gonna separate you from your children, and we gonna evaluate you, and we're gonna figure out like if you're okay. I mean, to be back with your children, and the whole thing comes back to, is it for the safety of the children? I mean, like, yeah, that's what it is. I mean, like, yeah, I could dig it. Oh man, like, yo, next. Next. Because this isn't the half-cast. This is the AJ. podcast, and I have like one story left. And like, yeah, I have one story left. And I found out that I found out because when I was in the hospital, I thought that like they gave me fentanyl, and I don't like that shit. I mean, like, yeah, I don't like that shit. But fentanyl is actually used to fentanyl, the applications of it are actually used to slow down your breathing. Now, I mean, like, so if you have like an asthma attack and you got and you can't and you can't and you like that, I mean, then they will give you fentanyl, which will like calm your breathing down. I mean, like, so yeah, it's just the effects of it. The side effects are all the side effects are horrendous. I mean, but that's what it's really used for. So yeah, hey, you learn something new every day. I mean, I learn something new every day. I learned that your baby mama was fucking ugly as hell. God damn. Yo, think I gotta take a shot for that. Salud. Salud. Nice. Put you in the right space, right? The mother detained after three children. Okay. We got that one. We got this one. Yeah, there's some fucked up stories this week. And it's all dealing with, yo, it's all dealing with mothers and children. I don't know what the fuck. I did not find that. I was not searching for it to look like that. Like, it's all just fucking mothers and children. I really like, yeah, god damn. Like, my, I don't know if it's postpartum depression or I have no idea. I don't know what the fuck this shit is. I mean, like, yeah, oh. Hey, man. Family offering $10,000 reward in decades of murder of South Dakota woman. South Dakota. Nah, I'm good. I mean, like, yeah, I'm good. I mean, but she's fine. Oh, wow. Beautiful voice. Her daughter, Tanya Virgil, said she'd start singing and it would just put anyone. Wow. Where can I find a girl like that? At her voice can just put me at ease. Now, where can I find a girl? I'm gonna be single forever because I hate all you motherfuckers. I really don't, but I really don't, but I think it's just funny to say. South Dakota. God damn, yo, like, yo, this is shit. Scares me. Yo, unsolved mystery unsolved mysteries. Come up murdered, they come up missing. That shit scares the hell out of me. The fact that someone that you love would leave out and go to like get eggs and milk, and you will never hear from them again. No, no, that shit is fucking like, that shit is scary, bruh. That being said, yes, this is the AJ podcast. This is the fentanyl podcast. I'm gonna wrap this shit up. Yeah. Yo. Anything about this? You wanna holler at me? Man, on my Twitter page. Because I gotta find my Twitter page because I could never spell the shit. It's kind of getting to the point where it's embarrassing right now. Avery Johnson. Right? All right. At RYEZNSHYNE. Yeah, you gotta, if you want to reach out, my Instagram is like, I don't even want to watch the Instagram. That shit is just like fucking like, has become the new Pornhub. Happen. But if you hit me on Instagram, just DM me and I will fucking reach out to you. Sir or ma'am. Facebook, yeah, that's my name. Avery Johnson. I'll be like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is episode 31 of the AJ podcast. I mean, and it's been so much fun. Yo, I've been recording every day all week. And yo, I'm not slowing down. I mean, I am not slowing down at all. And that is scary. That should scare people. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, so, yeah, this is episode 31. I mean, like, yo, AJ Podcast, follow me. Follow me on my Twitter page. I mean, talk shit back because I'm gonna talk shit back. I mean, yeah. I love you guys. You have a good fucking weekend. Yeah. Ah.